or download the app Open Table, or check out their website and make reservations online at surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan Camp Finance Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
The NFL season is about to kick off. Know what that means? It's time to bet, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. MyBookie has more odds and more prop bets than any other sports book, and absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. Sign up now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to bet your favorite teams. Want more? How about $100,000 more? You win MyBookie's first ever NFL handicapping super contest, and $100,000 is all yours. Don't play on some no-name sports book. Bet with the best at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code RADIO to get your exclusive double your money offer today. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
St. Louis, we know it was a tough summer. Basking in the glow of the championship was hard work, but the long wait is over. Blues hockey is just around the corner, and what better way to start hockey season than by celebrating our hometown Stanley Cup champions than by throwing an awesome home opener lunch at Clayton City Hall. Come on down Wednesday, October 2nd from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. to Clayton City Hall on North Bemison Avenue for a free lunch with giveaways, a photo booth, special guest appearances, and much more.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Can't get enough of the smooth, refreshing shave from my Harry's razors. And now you can refresh your face and your wallet with blades as low as $2 each. And for now, you can get started with a can't-miss offer. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use Inside STL's promo code at harrys.com. Harry's owns their own factory and have been churning out quality for almost a century, and they believe you deserve that great quality as well. But for a low price, join the over 10 million who have tried Harry's with a special offer for listeners of the show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your offer and let them know that the Morning After sent you to help support the show.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
God bless America. Let's enjoy it until, you know, a handful of people get it banned forever. Let's start the show. A show within a show. Who else has that?
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
air. Woo, everybody's mic was really hot.
Colon and rectum and anus.
Oh. I believe those are all connected. In fact, I believe two of them are the same thing. Is rectum and anus, that's the same thing, isn't it?
I think your rectum is the part that's around the anus.
I don't want to have this discussion, even though I started
inside
it.
The anus.
No, I'm sorry I started this.
Okay,
No, we're done. That's it.
Stop.
Stop the music.
The anus is the opening at the end of the digestive tract where the actual stool leaves the body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
The rectum is the section of the digestive tract above the anus. So it's what.
Yeah.
It's damn near killed him. It's the tube. The anus is the end of the tube.
It's
the rectum
poop
is the tube.
Yeah.
So you can't see the rectum.
Well, because
it's up.
I mean, you got a big
No. It's kind of up in there. It's not the out.
Smooth.
Wow.
Up in
I can. Yeah, I am so sorry that
everybody enjoy your dinner.
No.
Sponsored by Surf and Sirloin.
Everybody enjoy your tortellini. Aren't those little round?
Yeah.
Tortellini.
Yeah. All right. Let's just pretend none of that ever happened, and let's tell you that, the Playhouse is brought to you by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, Dr. Jason Brinton. He is not a proctologist. He is an ophthalmologist. There is a difference between that and an optometrist and an optician. We'll get into all that later. Let's tell you who's in the room at the control board. The man that spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. I'm not supposed to do that yet, am I?
No, you're not.
Okay, hold on.
Fine.
That whole rectum anus thing threw me off. Let the music run out.
Well, now we're on the poker music thing.
Can we go back?
Yeah, all
okay.
Right.
I'm sorry, everybody. No, it always throws me when the discussion of rectums and anuses start happening. I lose play.
Let me edit this all out.
Okay.
Radio edit.
Okay. Now we'll wait for the... We don't wait for the... Hey!
We
do.
Yeah, we've got to wait for that.
Brought to you by Brinton Vision and Creve Coeur. 314-375-2020. What a great phone number, huh? 2020-375-2020. Let's do this.
Hey!
Now we're back on track.
There we go.
And you thought we weren't professional. 19 years this man lived in Great Britain. 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Limey Limestone, Trevor Phillips, or Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, or whatever order you want to put him in. Limey, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Right. Including Daddy, who I'm assuming is still listening, where it is 11:18:15. Right,
yeah, that's
now,
exactly correct.
Birmingham, England. Well, in the studio again today is the man who... we don't get much notice when he decides to go northbound or southbound or westbound.
Woo! He's a cop! He's a lead!
Bill Cleveland, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
All right. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. He's not always really with us, but he is in the room. He's just...
I'm with you in spirit.
Distracted sometimes. Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors with Stifel. And if you're approaching retirement, it's good to know how to claim your Social Security benefits. Mark and Jason can help you create a retirement plan and a strategy for claiming Social Security. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary retirement plan review or for their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I never worked at Denny's. I never worked at Wendy's. Never worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I never was a mall arcade token distributor either. I've never sold knives door to door. I never was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. And you say, well,
who was. Who would have been all those things? Only one person I know, that's the guy we're about to introduce, who today is the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of making sure that our digital clock never needs to be reset, and that if it does, it's on the absolute correct, perfect time, in sync with the U.S. Naval Observatory. Let's check it. It's 5:20:21. It's 5:20:22, 23, 24, 25. Yes, 5:20:26. He's also our newsman. He's our news director. He's an author and one other thing. If you ever go back and watch MeTV or any of those YouTube, you can watch all the episodes of the Rockford Files, and that's the music from that show where Jim Rockford had the same job this guy does. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to everyone at Johnny Limedoff Chevrolet, located at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in Florissant. They would love to put you in a new Chevy or any pre-owned vehicle on the lot. Give them a call, 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. Or you can shop online 24/7 at Limedoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please let them know your AM in the PM at Johnny Limedoff Chevrolet.
Now, I'm sure we've asked this before. What's your middle name?
Arthur.
Maybe we hadn't asked.
No. And I'm a junior.
Timothy Arthur Woodburn Jr.
Wow.
That's a pretty, that's a nice
handle. It's very Anglo-centric. Right. I like it.
It just says success. You know, some names just sound, you know, like you're successful. Timothy Arthur Woodburn Jr.
My grandfather's middle names, his name was Alphonse, and his next two names, can't even say without laughing. His name was Alphonse Clementine Aloysius Kroll.
Well, that's cruel. That's just cruel. That's flat out cruel of the parents to name a kid that. Aloysius. Whoa. You don't hear that name every day. Hebe Jimenez. Hebe, what's your middle name? He has no middle name. Just Hebe Jimenez. Oh, it is? Hebe Jimenez Jr. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. Incredible.
He's in charge of security. Hebe Jimenez Sr. was, few people know this, one of the leading people at Secret Service, but that's something he's not supposed to talk about. Good to see you, Hebe. I'm glad you still like your job. Bernice is in heaven. Well, I never knew that. He never mentioned that. Just found out the Rat Boy says, my dad was a big deal, too. He worked in the kitchen at the White House. Did you know that?
I had no idea. It's incredible.
He was in charge of ordering. What did he order?
Cheese.
Ordered cheese for the White House. I didn't know that. Wow. Rat Boy never told us that. Another guy who doesn't make a big deal out of what he does, but he's the best at it, is the guy playing that polka music with his orchestra, Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. You have no idea how much I appreciate, those of you out there listening, the fact that some of you have already, we just started 2 days ago, talking about Britain Vision. I can't thank you enough for those of you who have already called to set up appointments to get your ocular analysis. My wife and I are going to go in together a week from tomorrow. It is a 90-minute process. It is not painful at all. In fact, it's pretty fascinating. They will examine, look, take pictures of, analyze everything there is to look at about your eye. When they're through after 90 minutes, Dr. Britton and his staff will know everything they need to know about your eye. And the reason for that is to determine whether or not you are a candidate for any of the seven vision corrective procedures that he performs. He is the only guy in town who does all seven. Now, one of these days, I'll give you the names of those procedures, and they won't mean anything to you because, you know, they're medical sounding, but I think most people are familiar with LASIK. Tim has had LASIK. My son's had LASIK. I know that anybody listening knows someone who's had LASIK. You may have even had it yourself. So let's just talk for a minute about the procedure that he does more than any other, and that is LASIK surgery. Here's what you might expect and can expect the day you go in for LASIK. LASIK is a It's a reshaping, basically, of your cornea to correct your vision so that you will no longer, hopefully, if you're a candidate, have to mess with glasses or contacts again. You will need a driver to take you home because, like anything that's done with your eyes, a couple hours there where you don't want to be behind the wheel of a car. This is the other thing I like. You don't need to wear, you know, those goofy gowns that are split open in the back, your butt hanging out. You don't need to wear that. Sometimes it surprises me when they make you wear that and you wonder, why am I wearing this thing? I'm having hand surgery or something. But I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe doctors just like to see you wearing that gown. Not in Brenton Vision. You will wear whatever you came in with. They'll just give you a little blue cap to wear during the procedure. It won't hurt. You people who are freaked out about the thought of anything being done to your eyes, let me tell you something. I've never met anyone in my life who's had more done to their eyes than I have. I've had, one day maybe I'll run through all the eye procedures I've had, but this does not hurt. There is a numbing eye drop that they give you. I've had it put in my eyes, and I'm not exaggerating, maybe 100 times. And when that drop hits your eye, within about 20 seconds, it is as numb as this countertop. You don't feel anything. They'll numb your eye. They'll take a little eyelid holder that holds your eye open. Do you guys have any idea? Tim knows. You're disqualified, Tim. How long the actual laser portion of LASIK takes when they actually start the laser to resculpt your cornea, how long that laser is on?
Say 45 seconds to a minute.
Very good, 20 seconds.
Oh, wow, okay. 20,
the procedure itself takes about 15 minutes, the whole thing, yet you're going to be there a couple hours because there's, you know, the prep and the pre-op and all that stuff that they do. But and it's been perfected now to the point that, you know, when Tim had it done like 20 years ago, I'm not kidding, it had only been approved in this country at that point for like 4 or 5 years. And they have come a long way. You can feel, if Brenton Vision signs off and says you are a great candidate for whatever the procedure is, if it's LASIK, then that means you are a great candidate. The problem with this, like anything else, is that there are a lot of people who do LASIK. And for the most part, it'll probably be okay. When it comes to my eyes, I do not settle for anything that will probably be okay. I do not want to take chances with my eyes, and you shouldn't either. And you also shouldn't ever want to settle for less than perfect vision if there is the opportunity to have perfect vision. Who would want that? And then we get to the money part of it. No, these procedures are usually not covered by insurance. There are some exceptions. But at Brenton Vision, they have all kinds of ways to make this affordable. In my case, and I had to go to Overland Park, Kansas, to have him put my lenses in and replace my lenses that nature gave me, I took the 2-year no-interest way of paying. Why not? If anything is going to cost you exactly the same, whether you pay for all of it now or take 2 years to bust it up in chunks, who wouldn't take the 2 years? There is an awful lot that I want you to know and learn about Brenton Vision. And their website does an excellent job of explaining everything to you. So the first order of business, if you're listening going, well, you know, I don't need, okay, do you have perfect vision? Do you have 20/20 vision or maybe 20/15? If you do, good for you. Lucky you. Most people don't, especially once they become adults. So I'm going to ask you to go to their website, Brenton, Brinton, vision.com. And the number, the phone number is so easy because you'll get to the point where if you remember 375, you got it. The rest is so easy. 314, which is the long-standing area code for most of St. Louis. So you got the 314 without even thinking about it. 375 and then 2020. And next year is the year 2020. I can't think of a better time for you to finally get the vision that I think nature intended for you to have. And you can start the process now. And then by 2020, you'll know what it's like to really see clearly. What Dr. Brinton did for me was not LASIK. He did lens replacement. I'm always surprised at how many people don't even know that you have lenses. If you say lenses, they think contact lenses. No, you, nature gave you lenses behind your cornea. And mine were replaced by Dr. Brinton. And that day, and certainly the next day, I couldn't even believe what had happened to me. It was like some sort of healing miracle. Like I'd gone to one of these evangelists, he put his head on my forehead, healed, I fell backwards, and then I got up and I could see clearly. Folks, please, please take a look at what they do and give some thought to giving yourself something you actually deserve. We should all hear, we should all see. I mean, especially when it's right there, the opportunity. Brinton Vision, BrintonVision.com, BrintonVision.com, 314-375-2020. They're on New Ballast, North New Ballast Road in Creve Coeur. And thank you in advance for making a point to tell them your AM in the PM. Brinton Vision.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo,
Toronto, studio,
Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, Lopalama.
Window World is proud to present the host of this next segment. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And there are a lot of reasons for that. You can find out what they are when you visit windowworldstlouis.com. Would you please welcome Bill Cleveland. How are you, Bill?
Good.
No, that's good to hear.
Thank you.
They're fired up today.
Are we going somewhere? Are we learning something?
Hopefully we'll learn something. I thought I would give folks an update on what's going on downtown at St. Louis Union Station. If you
haven't been there for a long time.
If you have driven down Highway 40, headed either over to Illinois, maybe you're going on to a baseball game, whatever, you have passed by Union Station, and or maybe down on Market Street, you have seen a gigantic Ferris.
You said a J.A. gigantic.
J.A. Gigantic. Yes, that's the name. That's the brand.
I know. Really huge.
That is. Oh, they make Ferris with the J.A.
Yes.
J.A. Gigantic company.
You said
yes.
J.I.
They're out of Switzerland.
Yeah, I did. I misspoke.
You misspoke. The gigantic Ferris wheel. It is. They call it the St. Louis wheel, and it's hard to miss. And now it's lighting up. So at night, if you go by or you're heading home from a baseball game or something downtown, you will see it. And it's really awesome looking. And it is I think it's 200 feet high. And while you're in one of, they call them the gondolas. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Gondola.
Know that.
Yeah, they're made in Switzerland. And
by the J.A. Gigantic.
That's
company.
Right. Yes. One of a kind. And so it's not open to the public just yet. It'll be open. We got that out of the way early. Okay.
Hey, is that Six Flags Ferris wheel? Is that still considered to be one of the biggest? That's a big Ferris wheel.
That was called the Colossus.
Yeah, Colossus.
Yeah. Yeah.
He drive down 44. It still looks to me like, you know, one of the big ones. Yeah. Is this thing you're talking about bigger than that?
I don't know how tall the one at Six Flags is. This one's 200 feet. They have 42 different temperature controlled gondolas on this. I mean, it's a pretty big Ferris wheel.
Temperature 42. Control.
Yeah, so you can be in this thing any time of the year, and
I've
you'll
never
you'll
heard
be
of
fine.
Such a thing.
I think I don't think this will be the first, but
did you say this was a 200 footer downtown?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Six Flags St. Louis one is 180 feet.
There you go.
Wow, so this is bigger.
There you go.
Oh my goodness. You know what I don't like is when it stops and those things are rocking. That's really, I don't like that.
Right.
That's kind of creepy.
Well, you get in, and again, this will open. I just had the date. What did I do with it? September 30th. September 30th, it will open to the public. 42 gondolas, like I mentioned, made in Switzerland. Each ride lasts 15 minutes. But that's a good amount of time to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel like you're getting your money's worth, I would think, if you're going to do that. And you can see as far as 20 miles, according to
how much does it cost to get on?
That I don't know. They haven't put that out just yet. It probably won't be too expensive.
Has everybody here been up in the Arch?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But how many times?
Three or four.
Really?
Yeah. I've been up like five or six.
Yeah, not five or six
not
times.
Not since high school.
Once. That's it. Once for me.
I think that's pretty typical for some
reasons. I do, too.
You do
I
it once on bet. A grade school field trip, you like Tim said, bet. And then you don't go back. But
that's right.
You should go back for the new museum, which is which we're seeing. So the St. Louis Wheel. So that'll be open to the public coming up pretty soon. Again, 15-minute rides on there. Some of the other stuff that's going on is pretty neat. So a little bit of backstory, though. Union Station was purchased in 2012. And they started looking for things to do. Obviously, you have heard about the St. Louis Aquarium. That's going to be awesome, amazing, whatever. I think it's going to be really neat to have. It's 1 million gallons, 200 different species of fish, behind 53,000 pounds of acrylic panels all throughout Union Station. But that's not the only thing that they're going to have there. So some of the other things that are getting ready to open, they have a soda fountain. So do you remember where the Hard Rock Cafe was?
Yeah.
At Union Station. Yes. So that Hard Rock Cafe is no longer. That is gone. They have transformed that into an old-fashioned soda fountain. So so that'll be open. So after you go and check out the aquarium or you do your ride on the Ferris wheel or the St. Louis wheel, you can pop in there. And that's getting ready to open pretty soon as well. They have a couple of other restaurants that are getting ready to open. Some of the other things, they have a fire and light show. That's actually been going on for a while, but that'll be something that adds to the ambiance, I guess, of hanging around outside under the train shed. And that goes off, I think it's once an hour they do that. And then this to me, I think, is neat because I love miniature golf. Maybe because
and I don't.
You prefer regular golf?
No, I don't like that either, but I've just never gotten a big kick out of some people call it putt-putt.
Yes. Let me ask you this, though. Have you played mini golf at a well-designed golf course?
No.
Because that makes a huge difference.
I think it would.
So they have an 18-hole course that's going to open up, and it's all under the train shed. So you'll want to check that out. Some of these things are going to be opening pretty soon. The aquarium itself will open. They don't have an exact date, but I've heard like the first week in December, right around perfect timing for the holidays when people are coming in from out of town. And September actually marks the 125th anniversary for St. Louis Union Station, which was opened in 1894, the world's largest and busiest train station when it opened. If I'm not mistaken, I believe they served like 100,000 customers a day.
A day?
That came through St. Louis Union Station.
That's a lot of train cars.
And that train shed that you see when you, obviously you're on the highway there, you look over, or I guess you could look up when you're there. When it was built, when it went up, was the largest roof span in the world. So some record setters there at St. Louis Union Station. But it's a fun place and going to be even more fun. And it's nice that these folks who purchased the property have pumped a lot of money into it. And hopefully, finally, we will have something that sticks and that people will be able to appreciate and use for years to come. So look for that stuff coming up pretty soon. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I should
mention. They're about to build a soccer stadium right next to it as well.
So people
that's
really
going to be a fascinating area of St. Louis in about 12 months.
Yeah, so I guess you'll be able to be up in the Ferris wheel and look down into the soccer stadium as well. So I think it's awesome that they're doing that, and somebody came in and bought that property and has turned it around. So good for them.
Have you seen anybody throw up on a Ferris wheel? I did.
No.
It was like 2 years ago.
I got a worse one.
No.
There was a ride at Six Flags where everybody stood in a circle and it was spun around.
I know this ride. And your back is up against the wall. Oh, my goodness.
Somebody puked on that ride one time when I was on it and it spread.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. That got about half of them. Didn't get me, but I saw it.
When my daughter, for a short while, lived out in California, it was 3 or 4 years ago, there was a, what's it called? It's Newport Beach. It's a big Ferris wheel. And you don't think of the Ferris wheel as the ride that make everybody sick, but they can be. And I saw somebody, and you could see the puke falling. The gondola's up high, and it's turning. So you're thinking, no, please puke, don't hit me. And some people, unfortunately, below.
Disgusting.
But then, if you get hit, you don't know who to be mad at.
Right.
Because what
Where did that come out of? So you don't even know.
Well, so the good news here is that all of these are enclosed, like, because, you know, they're climate controlled, so they have to be closed. So if you puke, you keep your own puke.
Are they for like eight people? Or are they just,
eight? Yep.
Wow.
As many as eight people. It's a big deal.
But see, that to me would take the fun out of the Ferris wheel. I don't want to be enclosed. I think part of the thrill of the Ferris wheel,
feeling the breeze.
Yeah, I don't know. And being out in the open.
Well, climate control means it's open all year round.
The thrill of the Ferris wheel is to get on one of those little two-seater cars, because that's when. Yeah. When you get to the top, that's when you give the token thigh rub, and you see if she's in play.
Oh.
That's why Ferris wheels were made.
But that's why you don't want the enclosed room, because there's six other people there. You want to just be with her.
You can't rub a girl's thigh with six other people in the gondola.
Or any other part. I think.
Well, I could be totally wrong, but I would imagine you get to pick who's in your. I don't think you're in with a bunch of strangers.
Interesting that he said it's exactly like when you're in the arch. You're in with a bunch of strangers.
No, it's not if you're paying.
I don't think so.
You go up, right?
I think it's interesting that.
I don't want to ride with those people. They're beneath me. I would ride with these people.
No, how many? You've seen rides where they're like, how many in your party?
Yeah.
You can,
I don't think so.
I think it's interesting that Tim said you could rub her thigh. I would have picked another body part.
Six Flags, you can be in there with strangers.
You can't just grab a girl in the boob, but there's an area of thigh. It's low thigh, but there's an area of thigh that you can
more discreetly.
Yeah, and then kind of see if she.
Why is that gondola swinging back and forth up there?
Gondola's getting steamy. Yeah.
But I will keep you updated as soon as it's open. Let you know.
All right.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
That's half a gondola clapping for him there.
As always, an interesting and informative segment, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, windowworldstlouis.com. Does anybody ever, you think, check on these polls? Like, now they're telling,
Elizabeth polls?
No, Elizabeth Warren is in second place, Joe Biden. Who checked? Does anybody ever go, hey, show us who you're polling? Because we just take it for granted that those are the numbers. It would be so easy.
The names of the people?
No, it'd be so easy to make up those percentages, because we don't know if that's true. We don't. It's sort of like a TV. They'll say, well, overnight TV ratings show that, and pick a TV show that just started. They'll go, whew, overnight they came in or second. None of us have ever been part of that overnight thing. We watch a show on TV one night, and nobody ever bothers to ask us, well, how many of you watched it? I don't trust that stuff. I just don't. And now they've already started this polling mess. Let's not forget that all of the polls in 2016 said there's no way that Donald Trump will be president. Not one poll showed him in the lead, and they were all wrong. I don't trust him, and I don't know why now anybody would.
Interesting that the coordinators and organizers of the presidential debates determine who gets to appear on the debate, because let's say there's 15 Democrats running. Well, you're not going to have a 15-person debate, although I think the Republicans did have one close to that last year when Trump was running.
And it's based on polling, right?
It's based on two things. It's based on polling, and it's based on how much money you have in your election account.
That seems wrong.
Well, it does. As opposed to what your beliefs are, what your intentions are.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry, you can't be in the debate because you only raised this. Think about
because
that.
Because money is what buys attention, and attention is what buys polling. So it all comes down to money.
Now, let me ask Limey a question. As a guy who left our country for 19 years, do you remember what they said without question may have been the reason that John Kennedy beat Richard Nixon in the election? You remember what that was?
I have no idea.
They did a TV. It was the first TV debate. It was done at WGN in Chicago in the studio.
Was that his interview with David Frost?
No, this was a debate. This was a TV debate. Nixon, Kennedy, and a moderator. Mm-mm. And they were debating. Nixon refused makeup and would not let them. I'm not making this up. This is true. Kennedy took the makeup, and they said, and they polled people, and they did research and focus groups. Nixon was sweating, and that just didn't come off well. He looked nervous.
Right.
He looked unsure. Kennedy, cool as a cucumber. He had makeup, and Nixon did not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Makeup or no makeup, I mean, Kennedy was a handsome-looking guy.
Oh, no. I still say he would have. Yeah, because, look. You're kidding yourself if you don't think people vote for people because they like the way they look.
You're right.
They do. But that sweating thing did not work well for Richard Nixon. And And look at the makeup now with HDTV. If you've ever bothered, I mean, it's caked on all of them. They are put on with a roller, I think. I don't like this kind of, this morning I'm watching, Today Show or whatever, and they said, you know, coming up, advice from Jennifer Lopez that will hit home with working moms. No, it won't. No, it won't. There's nothing she could say to other working moms. She has nothing in common with other working moms.
Her and Gwyneth Paltrow, they always come out with these blogs like this is a revolutionary thing for new mothers. Yeah, if you have $500 to waste every single day.
Yes.
These people are so detached from reality that it is absolutely hilarious.
And I don't know what working moms go, I can't wait to see that segment, see what Jennifer Lopez has to say that I relate to. Nothing. Dish customers. Big news for Channel 4 and for you, and I'm a Dish. 4 is back on the lineup. They worked out a deal, and now you can watch Channel 4. We haven't been able to watch it for months as a Dish Network customer.
What channel was missing?
I'm sorry? HBO's missing from Dish. They still don't have HBO.
You get Storm Mode now.
What show did you miss on Channel 4?
Well, I like to watch all the local news channels. I'll record one, watch another, jump around 2, 4, 5. And I got to tell you, it had to really hurt 4 from a sales standpoint because there's no way that they could say we have as many viewers for our local news as 5 because all the Dish people couldn't even get it. So this is a huge deal.
And this is football season, and Channel 4 is going to be carrying both Rams and Chiefs games.
And don't think that didn't play a big part in it. That's absolutely coming up, and they're getting too close for comfort, so they managed to work something out. Real quickly, I think you'll find this kind of interesting. My boys are in the restaurant business, and they always share with me interesting stories and observations they have of particular customers that come in. And I've told you that a lot of times these church groups come in and they won't tip. Hmm. They'll leave a little prayer pamphlet or something. It drives my sons crazy because the waitresses and the people, the servers, they can't live on, pay the rent with prayer pamphlets.
How big a group?
Oh, it's usually 8 or 10 people.
Oh, most restaurants have a requirement. I mean, they'll automatically add it on the tab.
It could take
if your group
yeah, some more. Will.
I see that all the time.
They don't. I've seen it too, but they don't.
He should.
No. Well, here's the story. This just happened. There was a church group that came in, and he said whenever he sees a group and he knows they're all there together, he'll offer to take their picture because they'll say, "You take the picture." He'll walk over and go, "I'll take it for you." So he takes the camera, and I'm not going to say the church, but for a while I went to a Baptist church. So I'm going to assume it's probably Baptist, just from my own experience. And one of the women in the group hid a beer bottle behind a roll of paper towels because it was going to go in their church Facebook page. Or the church actually has a newsletter.
Drinking. Yeah.
Right. So they take the picture, and then my son noticed it and said, and this was an awkward thing to do, but he said, "If you'd like, I'll retake the picture." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Because, ma'am, your husband's bottle of beer was visible even though you hid yours." Now, rather than be offended or upset, she said, "Oh, my goodness, thank you. Our pastor would have seen that." Now, how hypocritical, you know, the hypocrisy.
Right.
I'm just never ceased to... Unbelievable.
I went to a Baptist church also, and I will never forget, I was probably 10 or 11 years old, and I was in the grocery store and saw someone from our church, again, when it was like a Sunday school teacher or something, whatever, they were shopping for alcohol, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, why are they? Yeah, you're right. Lots of hypocrites.
And one time when I was going to the Baptist church, I heard somebody say, "Well, you can't take that chance of buying liquor. What if one of the church members," it was a liquor store, "What if one of the church members saw you there?" And I said, "Well, if they saw you there, they're there too."
Right. Yeah, right.
They're in the liquor. So you just kind of have a stare off and go, "I won't tell if you won't tell," and check out your liquor. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a guy at the bar, the restaurant, but they have a bar, nice bar, and he's had a few. So he spots, and he's been staring at this woman. She's very attractive. He's been staring at her for several minutes. And finally, he's drunk enough that he gets up, and he walks over, walks up behind her. She's sitting on the bar stool, and he reaches around and cups her breasts with his hands. He just starts kind of squeezing and fondling her breasts. She wheels around, on the bar stool and just, as my dad would say, knocks the daylights. She slaps him so hard, it knocks him down. And when he stands up, she says, just what do you think you're doing? He goes, I'm really sorry, he said, but honest to goodness, I thought you were my wife. You look exactly like my wife. That's why I did that. She said, really? You lying, worthless, drunken, insufferable, lowlife a-hole. He says, my goodness, you even sound like that.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. They wrapped up a crash southbound 170 at Del Mar, but traffic jams north of Page. Accident on the Manchester ramp to southbound 270. Now we have an incident reported southbound 270 south of Tesson Ferry. Accident eastbound 44 east of Bowles. An accident eastbound 44 before Laclede Station. And your bumper-to-bumper eastbound 64 in Illinois between 255 and an earlier accident east of 157. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
St. Louis, we know it was a tough summer. Basking in the glow of the championship was hard work, but the long wait is over. Blues hockey is just around the corner, and what better way to start hockey season than by celebrating our hometown Stanley Cup champions than by throwing an awesome home opener lunch at Clayton City Hall. Come on down Wednesday, October 2nd from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. to Clayton City Hall on North Bemison Avenue for a free lunch with giveaways, a photo booth, special guest appearances, and much more.
Can't get enough of the smooth, refreshing shave from my Harry's razors. And now you can refresh your face and your wallet with blades as low as $2 each. And for now, you can get started with a can't-miss offer. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use Inside STL's promo code at Harry's.com. Harry's owns their own factory and have been churning out quality for almost a century, and they believe you deserve that great quality as well, but for a low price. Join the over 10 million who have tried Harry's with a special offer for listeners of the show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code INSIDESTL at Harry's.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code INSIDESTL at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your offer and let them know that the morning after sent you to help support the show.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
All right, let's run down. Well, it's not run down, let's just call down. Call down to Dallas, Texas. We've done that. We have him on hold. He's Mike Evans. You know his sponsor, Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other, same proprietor, same level of, I don't even know, perfection. I don't even know how else to describe it. If you've never had dinner at Annie Gunn's, here's a word of advice. You need a reservation for dinner, and I think it's a good idea for lunch. Today is the perfect day to give somebody a gift card. I know it's not Christmas or that, but it's somebody's birthday, or somebody got accepted to school, or somebody's going to something. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse gift cards. They sell thousands every year. They're closed only on Monday, and they're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. About a minute late. Apologies. Take it.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What did it say?
Somebody said earlier today to me, I was talking to somebody, they said, does he really drink wine like that and slurp it like that? What's the answer to that? Do you really?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay. Okay.
Let me watch real close.
Yeah, we're watching. Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I saw it. You bet.
Okay, here's your pop quiz question today. Name the name of the most successful television pitch man who made the most money for their client. William Shatner,
ooh,
James Earl Jones, Joe Namath, or Fabio. Answer in just a minute. Got a movie review for you. There you go. And while I wasn't expecting much from the Jennifer Lopez movie Hustlers, she was great and so was the movie. Well written and acted, very slick dramedy with a lot of drama and very, very funny to boot. Unique camera angles that caught my attention from a shot as seen by the character's point of view to odd but very effective long shots. But it is the story that floats this boat. Set in the rough financial 2008, J-Lo and her friends, including Constance Wu, who actually is the weak link of the film, work in a strip bar and are forced to bow down to filthy rich Wall Street dudes, but the girls get even. They get the last laugh based on a true story, and boy, do they get even. And note, Jennifer Lawrence, it is her best performance ever. Rated R, 110 minutes, 3.5 stars for Hustlers.
Okay.
Next up is Brittany Runs a Marathon, based on a true story. This little sleeper may be the funniest movie of the summer. Stars Jillian Bell as a plump, party animal, socially clueless New Yorker when she decides to change her life and dreams of running a marathon. Get ready to laugh, but you'll have to lose 55 pounds, change your lifestyle, and take on a little responsibility. Lots of twists and turns to this, a little bit of everything, a must-see film. I recommend it strongly. Rated R, 104 minutes. Brittany Runs a Marathon, 3 stars. The last movie is Goldfinch. It was a great book, a great novel. Horrendous movie.
Ooh.
Absolutely horrible. 0 stars.
You saved me money.
Wow.
Goldfinch, terrible. Programming, no.
1 minute.
Okay.
Beginning Tuesday when we talk to you, I will be in Waimanalo, Hawaii. So, 5-hour difference, but I'll be doing the reports from Hawaii.
You're going to love Hawaii. You're going to love it.
Thank you. And who's made the most money as a TV pitchman for their client, William Shatner, James Earl Jones, Joe Namath, or Fabio?
Hey, before we do that, real quickly, ARDs for the bad movie, Goldfinch, whatever. I'm hearing like one star.
I said 0 stars.
Oh, 0. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Okay, what do you think, Limey?
I'll say William Shatner.
I was going to say William.
So was I.
I will go. Is that your answer?
Shatner.
I'm going to go the one that obviously is not supposed to be the answer, Fabio.
Number 4 is Fabio. Oh. Dude, I can't believe it's not butter margarine campaign for years. Number 3, Joe Namath, for years 65 to 72. It's Beauty Mist Hose, where he wore hose and said, wish your legs looked this good.
5 seconds.
Number 2 is William Shatner. Number 1, James Earl Jones for General Telephone. Made hundreds of millions of dollars. Mike Evans, aloha!
Oh, my goodness. Hey, thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. And do this. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree
and get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
Sports trending now.
There's an NFL game later tonight. Tampa Bay at Carolina. Each lost season openers last weekend. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold will miss at least the Monday night game against the Browns coming up due to mono. Jets running back Le'Veon Bell with his sore shoulder says he will play this week after the MRI today. Washington running back Darius Geis could miss up to 8 weeks after knee surgery today. To Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani of the Angels will have knee surgery tomorrow. Twins are going to be home within the hour and starting up a game at home against Washington, and the Twins are first place in the AL Central, 4 games over Cleveland, which has won 4 in a row. In the NL Central, the Cubs are winning 4-0 at San Diego, bottom of the ninth. The Cardinals are 10-3 leaders at Colorado in the bottom of the ninth. Milwaukee won it 7th straight, 3-2 at Miami already. I'm Steve DeSager.
We are Bud Wars!
Do you know who this is?
Box Sports Radio's Odd